This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine here on Joy 94.9. I'm Paul and I'm with Fiona this morning. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Paul.
And we're joined in the studio on his day off by Macca. And the reason Macca's in here is he feels passionate about our first topic this morning, which has caused some angst, particularly amongst those who really have an appreciation for the good work that is done by our ambulance service. So I'm delighted to introduce Tony Walker, Chief Exec of Ambulance Victoria, to talk about Macca. What on earth has been going on this week?
Well, good morning, Tony. How are you this morning? And happy Father's Day for tomorrow, I believe. You're having a bit of a lunch today.
I am, yes. Morning, Macca, Paul and Fiona. I am having my extended children over today, which should be very lovely.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Tony, as you know, this is an issue that I'm passionate about and most Victorians are passionate about. We saw during the week a person appear before the court for assaulting an ambulance officer. And the legislation that was brought in last year when Martin Pakula was Attorney General, and the whole Parliament supported it, and the community supported it, Ambulance Victoria supported it, the union supported it, the police association supported it, the fireys supported it. This was to have a mandatory sentence of up to 6 months. I think there was a little bit of opportunity there to reduce it, but if you assaulted an emergency services worker in the conduct of their work. So this person attacked one of your paramedics, Monica, in a particularly violent way. And remember, Monica was there to try and assist this person who was having a psychotic incident as a result of drugs. And he put Monica inside the ambulance, in a headlock and started punching her in the face. And it took Monica's partner and three bystanders to get this scrote off Monica. Now, it went to court. And his defence was that, yes, he'd ingested a lot of drugs at a festival, and this was an impact of that, and that he had autistic characteristics. Well, so does my greyhound, but it doesn't attack people. So he got off, and the judge said that sending him to jail, you know, would have a disastrous effect on his life. What about the disastrous effect on Monica and her colleagues? Her life has been severely impacted. Her ability to work has been severely impacted because the legislation is flawed. The judge is entitled to interpret the legislation, but the legislation is flawed. So, Tony, yesterday, Ambulance Victoria and other emergency services organisations had a meeting with the government about how this is going to be fixed. Can you tell us what the outcome of that meeting was?
Yeah, certainly, Macca. And I couldn't agree more with your comments around the case. I mean, we were stunned. I think we expected a custodial sentence to be the case in this case, and the emotion and the angst amongst myself and my workforce has been palpable over the last few days. You're correct. The government established an emergency worker harm reference group last year to provide advice around the legislation. And in light of the issues that arise this week, they requested that group to be urgently reconvened to discuss the matters. We had Mick Stevenson, our Executive Director of Clinical Operations, there representing me, and we had and the unions and other emergency services and government bureaucrats there as well, which was... the outcome of that is that the group of essentially, whilst acknowledging their appeals and other things in play, and as you mentioned earlier today, the judiciary has its role to play, and it will look at those things as they will, as will the DPP. But the group basically is essentially allowing, while those things are going on, to look at how the laws are being applied in practice, looking at scenarios. And I don't like using the term scenarios, and I'm talking about our people. But in principle, that's what we're saying. What's occurred and how's it applied, and what changes to legislation, guidance and practices might be required to ensure that they actually are applied in what Parliament's initial policy intent was. We worked hard with government and other agencies, the unions and others all, to ensure that there was legislation in place that when you talk about, when you assault a paramedic or an emergency service worker, who's out there every day, as you said, doing their job, that there is a consequence for that, and that consequence is a mandatory 6 months prison sentence. That's not what occurred here, and the group are now actively looking at what needs to be changed to address that.
So, I mean, I believe, you know, the appeal process, you know, so what? The DPP might appeal it, they may not. If they do appeal it and it's found to go into another court, okay, let justice take its slow and majestic course. But the government has an obligation here. They gave a commitment to emergency services workers. I remember the words the Premier used, and I remember the words that Martin Pakula used, that this is a mandatory sentence. Now, there were some exclusions, but the understanding and reading the sentencing notes, the judge decided that this person, James Haberfield, right, was that if he went to jail, he might be at risk of suicide. Okay. But, you know, this would have a disastrous effect on his life. There was no concept of actually understanding what this meant to the ambulance paramedic and what it means to every other paramedic and every police officer and every fiery. And I can tell you, you know, when every paramedic's partner and family, when that paramedic goes on shift, or that police officer goes on shift, or that fiery, they worry about whether their partner is going to come home. And when they may not come home when you expect them to, as a result of being assaulted by a scrote, and that's what it is, it's a scrote, it's a lowlife, they need to be protected from that, and the law isn't doing it. So we've seen ambulances being sign written again, Tony. The government, you know, has said, we stand with you. Wow, you stand with the paramedics. You know what? How about you stand in front of them and you take the punches? How about you stand in front of them and take the threats with knives? How about you do your bloody job, right? How about you do your bloody job, which is to support the people who save our lives? Now, I want to know, what is the next step of for Ambulance Victoria, Tony? What's the next step?
Well, for us, I think, look, taking your point, Mac, and I fully support what you're saying, and you just had to listen to Monica the other day, as yeah. I know you did on the old Mitchell's program, where she, bravely told the story, and these are our children, these are our partners, these are the ones we love. They go to work every day to help people in the community, and there is no excuse for this. I mean, my son's a paramedic. I have the same worry for my son as I do for all the staff I have here at AB, and it's I speak to parents and speak to partners of our paramedics, and you know they are fearful of this issue, and in some cases it's discouraging some people from taking this on as a career, which I think is just the worst thing, because it is such a rewarding and great career. So for us, Mac, you know, for us there is working, and I have to say, you know, I don't for a second suggest that the government aren't responding to this. Now, the feedback I had yesterday was, you know, regardless of what appeals processes are underway, there is a very strong commitment to getting this legislation right, and that's what this group was reconvened yesterday to give advice on. So I have comfort that this is not a talk fest, this is a genuine desire to fix this issue and fix the issues within the legislation. But for us as an organisation, as an employer, as a person accountable for the safety of my staff, I mean, what we've said very clearly, and I've reinforced it to our staff this week, is that I never expect them to put themselves at risk. So I never, ever expect them to go into a scene where they feel unsafe. And I will support them 100% every time if they choose not to go into a place that do not feel safe. If they leave a scene where they do not feel safe, I will again support them 100%. They have, and I'm explicitly clear to every new graduate group to and to any of our members of our organisation, you know, your safety is first. My job, my goal, my desire as a CEO of this organisation is that our paramedics and our volunteers go home better each day than when they came to work, not worse. And you know, go home safely to their family and know they've made a difference to the community that day. You know, we've got a lot of work underway, and we've seen a significant reduction in assaults over the last few years as a result of the work we've been doing. But one assault is one too many. We were comforted by the work that had been done last year to establish this this legislation. We were expecting to see an outcome of a custodial sentence this week. And you've seen the reaction of my workforce. You've seen the reaction. I'm going to say, and you know, the thing that for all this week, besides Monica's story, which you know really deeply affected me, I've got to say, Mark Knight's photograph in the Herald Sun yesterday. I've got to say, if you look at that, you know, you can't look at that without feeling quite emotional about the fact that you know, this is real. These are about our real people out there in the community and making a difference. And it is. You know, no one expects to be hurt in their workplace. It would never, as I've said on many occasions, it would never be acceptable in any other workplace.
No.
It is not acceptable in ours.
So, you know, I know yourself, you know, Mick Stevenson, you know, Danny Hill from the Union, Wayne Gatt from the Police Association, Peter Marshall from the Fireys. You know, you're absolutely committed to getting this fixed. But I say to the government and every government minister, do not get your picture taken with paramedics and ambulances and new ambulance stations until you fix this. Because if you do, you're hypocritical. You have the opportunity to fix this. Parliament sits again on the 10th of September, right, for a week. This will take half an hour. There is nothing more important. You need to honour the commitment that you gave to emergency services workers. This is not about blaming that the law is flawed. We accept that. You acknowledge that. But you've got an opportunity from the 10th of September to fix it. And I look forward to you, Tony, and others putting the pressure on the government to make sure they do. But I say to the government, no more photo ops, guys. Don't get your pictures taken with ambulance officers and police officers and everything with new stations and new equipment. You haven't earned that right because you are leaving these people in harm's way.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Saturday Magazine on this topic. A lot of work still to be done. We thought we'd got there. More work to do.
And I know there'll be a lot of emergency services working, Tony, officers working and listening. What's your message to them today?
So my message to them today is absolutely stay safe. At the end of the day, there is no case we attend or no patient we have to assist that comes at the cost of your own health and well-being. I want you to go home tonight, and I want you to spend tomorrow with your family on Father's Day in a way that you celebrate the great things of family tomorrow. And to do that, you must stay safe, and you must never put yourself at risk. And know that we're all there to support you, every single one of us.
Great. And everyone should remember, paramedics, police officers, fireys, state emergency services, CFA, they do not abrogate their responsibility to protect us and keep us safe and look after our health, right? They are keeping their commitment to the community. It's time the government kept its commitment to them and to the community. And if you don't, you're a bunch of hypocrites. Thank you.
Tony, thanks for joining us on Saturday Magazine this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.